This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic identity, and that is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all the worships of Allah, one of the most important one is the salah, the five daily prayers and the other prayers that are considered to be salah. We find as part of the nurturing process of salah, the Holy Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have given us ample guidance when it comes to teaching and introducing salah on one hand, rectifying issues within salah on the other hand, and also making the children and the people around them aware of the issues and the factors that can cause salah to be diminished in value. And very important, it is very significant that a person pays attention to not only the form of salah, making sure the proper conditions, the outer conditions are met, but also keeping in mind the inner realities and the beauties of salah. There are certain factors that take away from this inner reality and the deep meaning of salah. So for example, we find that the Ahl Bayt would talk to their companions and discuss with them the salah of for different individuals who might be praying beautiful salats outwardly, but inwardly they do not meet those requirements, and the essence of salah is absent from them. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam once discussing and recommending Kumail, his companion, on salah. He said to Kumail, he said, "O Kumail, do not be carried away by the long prayers of certain individuals who not only pray for a long time, they extend their qiyam and ruku and sujood, but also they fast regularly and they give sadaqah and in charity. And do not think that these people are completely successful. Rather, O Kumail, I swear by Allah that I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that shaitan, whenever he wishes to distract people towards evil acts like adultery, like drinking and consuming alcohol or taking usury, when he wishes to do this, he actually takes people the route of ibadah and worship of Allah, and he makes it appear to them that what they are doing without true meaning is enough, and he makes them feel such that whatever they're doing as part of the humility in prayer and ruku and sujood and so on, he makes it appear very endearing to them, such that they fall in love with their acts of worship and they become arrogant based on that, such that when they get carried away with their acts of worship, that is when shaitan takes them away from the true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he takes them towards the authority and guardianship of the evil ones, those who stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wish to attract people towards their own guardianship, their own wilayah. And these people are the leaders towards the hellfire. And this is how shaitan comes forward and takes people away. And when Imam Ali, and this was a paraphrasing of the hadith, it was a detailed one, Imam Ali alayhi salam laid out for Kumail the very essence that shaitan uses salah at times to distract people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question arises here, how do we protect ourselves such that while we are praying, we don't fall into this pit and this trap that shaitan has laid for us? Another place that we find that Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam have actually given us a hint as to what we need to be careful about is in the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where Ishaq ibn Ammar narrates that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was present, and I asked him once that, "Oh my Imam, may I be sacrificed for you? I have a neighbor who prays a lot, who gives a lot in charity, who goes for Hajj, and he doesn't have any issues." Imam at that moment asked him, "Oh Ishaq, does that person have an intellect? Does he use his thinking capacity?" And he said, "Oh my Imam, may I be sacrificed for you? This person doesn't have an intellect. He doesn't use his thinking capacity." And that is when Imam said, "This person's a'mal and actions do not rise. They do not get to the level of the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And indeed, it's very important that when we put all of these hadith together, it makes us realize that salah without reflection and without the use of the intellect is a salah that can be easily distracted by shaitan and taken the wrong way away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.